Good Monday morning, beloved, and thank you for again welcoming me into your home for this Monday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we start off in Titus chapter 1, verses 1 through 16. Here we find out that, well, Titus was a Gentile convert to Christianity who assisted Paul in his missionary work. Paul's letter is addressed to Titus, who was supervising the work of the church in Crete. Paul reminds Titus of the qualities that church leaders should have. And God's saving word for us as we begin this week is encouragement. My prayer is that we will be encouraged all this week as we desire to live for Christ. So let's begin. Titus chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. From Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, I was chosen and set to help the faith of God's chosen people and to lead them to the truth taught by our religion, which is based on the hope for eternal life. God, who does not lie, promised us this life before the beginning of time, and at the right time he revealed it in his message. This was entrusted to me, and I proclaim it by order of God our Savior. I write to Titus, my true son in the faith that we have in common. May God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior give you grace and peace. I left you in Crete so that you could put in order the things that still needed doing and appoint church elders in every town. Remember my instructions. An elder must be without fault. He must have only one wife, and his children must be believers and not have the reputation of being wild or disobedient. For since a church leader is in charge of God's work, he should be without fault. He must not be arrogant or quick-tempered or a drunkard or violent or greedy for money. He must be hospitable and love what is good. He must be self-controlled, upright, holy, and disciplined. He must hold firmly to the message which can be trusted and which agrees with the doctrine. In this way, he will be able to encourage others with the true teachings and also to show the error of those who are opposed to it. For there are many, especially the converts from Judaism, who rebel and deceive others with their nonsense. It is necessary to stop their talk, because they are upsetting whole families by teaching what they should not, and all for the shameful purpose of making money. It was a Cretan himself, one of their own prophets, who spoke the truth when he said, "Cretans are always liars, wicked beasts, and lazy gluttons. For this reason, you must rebuke them sharply so that they may have a healthy faith and no longer hold on to Jewish legends and to human commandments which come from people who have rejected the faith. Everything is pure to those who are themselves pure, but nothing is pure to those who are defiled and unbelieving, for their minds and consciences have been defiled. They claim that they know God, but their actions deny it. They are hateful and disobedient and not fit to do anything good." And today's key verse is Titus chapter 1, verse 15, where Paul writes, "Everything is pure to those who are themselves pure, but nothing is pure to those who are defiled and unbelieving, for their minds and consciences have been defiled." And you know, beloved, that is so very true. The Bible says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." And so if we have a mind that is just full of perversion and, the gain for worldly fame and fortune and, riches, then that is what we're going to do. That's what's going to come out. And these Jewish converts that Paul is referring to, they have seen here a chance to come along after Paul and make some money off of the new believers in Christ by telling them that Paul didn't give them the whole story of salvation, and for just a little bit of money, they will be more than happy to give them the whole truth. And all they are doing is sending innocent souls to hell and gaining for themselves a greater damnation. So Paul encourages Titus to be true to the simple faith that has been taught to him. Let's pray. Lord God, keep my heart pure, and let no deceit be found within me. Help me to hold fast to your teachings and to proclaim your message of truth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning, as we continue in Titus chapter 2, verses 1 through 15, where the Apostle Paul instructs Titus to teach what agrees with sound doctrine. Until tomorrow morning, then, may God bless you and keep you in his wonderful, powerful love. God bless.